there's only two people that are allowed in there, right? That are big rock stars. Lil Wayne and Dipset, aren't there only two people allowed in there?
Hey, those are Tyler's rules, but I've heard something like that.
What old punks have gone into the Odd Future shop? Because you run a shop in Los Angeles, you know?
Not no more. Has there been any punks there? Maybe. I don't know. Has there been some punks? Hey, punks, come to the Odd Future store. Hang out with me.
And right now, we're also joined by another guest right here on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. And hello, guest, are you there?
Yes, it's Bob Dobbs, your legendary Bob Dobbs. And I was the longest interview Nardwuar ever did, an hour and 15 minutes in July 1998. Still stands, I think, is the longest.
Now, who are you, Bob Dobbs, and why should we believe you? Please, go ahead.
Because I'm now proving it. This is the good news. I haven't talked to you in many years. And here it is, what I started in 1911, then went on CKLN in Toronto, and only campus radio would make it possible for something that I would do. And I initiated a revolution. I bragged it up. I talked it up for 25 years. And now I'm here to give you this stuff, the actual substance you can eat, and we're spreading it over the world, and people's diseases are going away, and people learn how to travel to parallel worlds. It enhances your etheric body, your chip body, and your TV body. Every damn body is enhanced. Now, this is amazing what I'm saying, but I'm here to prove it. And we will give it away. RNA drops. We will offer it to you as part of your fundraising.
Now, I would like to know, Bob Dobbs, please, tell me, Bob Dobbs, the last time you were on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, you told me you have met Hitler.
Yes.
You have a cure for AIDS.
Yes.
You helped kill Kennedy.
Yes.
You met Lady Di.
I created that whole problem.
And you invented punk rock.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes, I did. You can look it up in Flipside magazine. I was a regular columnist in Flipside magazine and you before you were, and then you came into Flipside. And it started in April 1975, the week that Patti Smith had a big performance there at CBGB's, and then Dylan came and met her. And while I was there during a free open night, I took a dollar bill during a free poetry meeting, put it on the floor, started doing push-ups, and doing my poetry, derivative of Marshall McLuhan, Finnegan's Wake, and that was the first time aesthetics and kinetics had been put together. 2 years later in Time magazine, there's Jello Biafra jumping off that very stage, showing the kinetic aspect of punk rock. I claim to initiate that aesthetic.
How did you help kill Kennedy?
Well, I knew it was coming, and I was part of the cover-up. I didn't do the actual shooting. Okay, I didn't do any shooting, but I did know how it was being arranged and why it was being arranged. Basically, J. Edgar Hoover, he thought there was a Catholic conspiracy. He really did think that the Kennedys were bringing in a Catholic faction in the White House, and he objected to them killing Marilyn Monroe. So he had that on them, even though they had a lot on him, but he won.
Now, the last time you also told me you met Hitler. What about that?
Well, I was born in 1922, and in 1936, my father, who worked for the oligarchs, what people call in Flipside magazine the Prior Scion, the ancient, quote, Illuminati. My father was a butler, just like Downton Abbey. If you look at Downton Abbey, that's my life when I was a kid. And, so in 1936, we go to Hitler because of negotiating around the Olympics, and I was in the room with my father, and you asked me what it was like, and you can read my diary, it's online, and what it was, basically, it was a very cold environment, and then he asked us to go down to the movie cinema that he had in there, and we watched some Greta Garbo, whoever he was in love with, and he eventually joined us, but mainly, I just witnessed him talk to my father.
Now, I'm a bit confused, Bob Dobbs. Please help elaborate on this. Is it true that the world did, in fact, end on July the 16th, 1945, the day of the Trinity test, the first atomic bomb test, and everything since July 16th, 1945 has been a hallucination?
It's been a virtual situation. Here's what, more technically, linear space that Gutenberg Press created ended with August 6, 1945, about 8:15. The test was there, but we look at Hiroshima and Nagasaki as the ending point. That's the end of linear history. After that, all directions are being experienced, and then you have the TV landscape, and then you have the computer landscape, and then the Android meme. So we've been living a virtual reality. It's not unreal. It just has nothing to do with your chemical body.
Reality, though. Reality. Campus Community Radio. What is the importance, Bob Dobbs, of Campus Community Radio? What is the importance of Campus Community Radio? And we'll just cue this in for you to speak over. Here we go.
Okay, well, what happened?
Hold on one second. We're the satisfiers.
We want to satisfy you. Considering that I started a revolution at Ryerson in 1984, and are now proving it with what I'm doing, If it wasn't for campus radio, you never would have a history. There's a timeline of 1,000 hours of me streaming at AchieveRadio.com. And I'm sorry to say all these other places, but should we do it over again without naming all these places? What do you think?
No problem.
Go to AchieveRadio.com and hear my all the campus radio I did for 25, 30 years. And it'll be a record in 100 years from now of the revolution my partner and I created. And we're not fooling around, and we're going to give it to you for free.
But we need people to donate some money right now.
They can have it.
And for them to donate, Lee, there's a special number to call, isn't there?
Give us a call, 604-822-8648, CITR Radio Fundraiser Drive.
That's 604-UBC unit, if you'd like to donate.
Or you can hit the website, CITR.ca/donate.
Indeed, and if you do donate to CITR, you will get, for $40 donation, a book all about punk rock by DOA. It's a DOA, an illustrated guide to DOA, a book about the Penthouse Nightclub in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada for $40. And for $20, just a measly $20 donation, you've got a nice book about mustaches and a book about being cute. That's 604-UBC unit if you want to donate to CITR Radio. And we have a caller right now. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Weekly Queef.
Go ahead, Naked Poet.
Something to say about the top tweet of the week. It's about Lee.
What?
And he was apparently celebrating some sort of soiree at Little Wayne's and Snoop Lion's.
Oh, you're kidding. You're pretty cool. Well, thank you, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Needless to say, he was doing the pop and lock with the carrot.
Pop and lock, you drop it. Pop and lock, you drop it. Are you the Cookie Monster?
By the cop.
Thank you very much. Oh, there she is again, the Naked Poet. So back to you, Bob Dobbs. Can you channel the energy right now to get people to phone in to CITR to donate? We're at $50 on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. Is there a way you can channel some energy?
Yeah, I would recommend that you listen to RNADrops.com. You go there, and you will get a substance that will allow you to live forever. And this is no problem. This is not a joke. Free. I've got evidence right here, right beside me. And so the point is, you have no diseases after this. It gives you 144,000 double helix pairs. New situation for your body. And we just got reports from Olympic athletes that she ran 12 miles yesterday and wasn't even winded.
Well, back to July the 5th, 1998. What the hell happened on July the 5th, 1998, Bob Dobbs?
Nothing happened. If you look at the video about that meeting with Stang and them up in the Starwood or Brushwood, wherever it was, in upstate New York, you'll see that they're all saying, since the exes didn't come, because I had said they came 10 years before in 1988, they're all saying to Stang, it's right there on the video, so the Canadian Bob is right, that you're a failure and nothing happened. He says, yeah, go to Canada. So all those who are sub-geniuses should join the Subdini organization. That's what I am, Subdini. And you'll have the benefits of all the slack that I'm... Look at this. I'm sitting here, and look what's right underneath me. The word I started, slackers, is right here. Why is that here?
You started the slackers?
Yeah, the church sub-genius. I'm the one who inspired it.
Oh.
And this thing that I use to make the RNA drops and all that is ET contact. So the very thing that Stang and them are worrying about the exes coming, it has come, and it is with me in Maui, Hawaii.
In regards to slack, etc., how much of it has penetrated into the Obama administration?
None of it. Now, Obama 2 years ago gave a State of the Union address, and he said the key was small business, and everybody said, that's nuts, that's unrealistic. Well, he knew, under the guidance of the Chinese, who worked with me, that the RNA drops in that small business would make Americans healthy, strong, and vibrant again, and would continue to have the interesting, leading, avant-garde edge of technology and everything else that America's wonderful for.
Now, the Obama administration recently honored Led Zeppelin. What do you think about that? Slack in the White House, Led Zeppelin.
No. Carter honored Cecil Taylor. You know, that doesn't mean anything. There's somebody in the staff who stuck them in there. Obama doesn't know anything about that.
But what about Mark Pauline of Survival Research Labs?
Oh, I know them. They were
invited to the White House.
Well, that's okay, because the main guy who promoted them is Arthur Croker here at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. You ever read Arthur Croker, Data Trash and Panic Encyclopedia? He's the critic who promoted survival research in the 80s.
And Lee from Trash Talk?
I think anyone can go to the White House now. There's a photo of Tony Hawk skating down the hallway at the White House.
So it's really okay.
Tony Hawk skateboarded inside the White House. It's 2013. Life is crazy.
Okay, I just was pretty excited because it was pretty amazing. Survival research labs at the White House years ago. You would never thought that would happen, would you?
But White House is obsolete. I'm the new Illuminati because I have the authority of knowledge. Because I got the products and I got the cold fusion battery. I got everything everybody's looking for. I've been dreaming about for 500 years. I am offering, and I'm giving you an exclusive here. I came back to your show here to tell you that what I said in 1898 is coming true. And this guy backed me up. Just say. Yay!
Go yay!
Yeah, this guy. This guy is a very important programmer right here on your campus.
Canada ran the United States of America in the 1980s. How did Canada run the U.S. in the 80s?
Alan Gottlieb, the ambassador to the United States. He was the most flown guy between Toronto, Ottawa, and the airport in Washington. He was there every day because he was the one directing the orders and responding to effects from those orders. Alan Gottlieb, look him up, Gottlieb, because Canada is the Switzerland of the solar government. Switzerland, per se, is the switchboard for the world government. We're in a solar government situation, which was expressed by the James Bond movies. Remember those movies? There would be some guy pop up somewhere, and he'd go after some secret intelligence agency, try to take over the world. And the people never even knew what was happening.
Lee, are you following all this? Any questions at all for Bob Dobbs?
I'm lost.
Now, are there many people lost like Lee, Bob?
They usually are, but I now have...
Why are you lost?
Because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. It's solipsism. That's the nature of your situation.
However, though, Bob, you were saying that 10 years ago when you were on Hardware to Human Serviette radio show, roughly, you said some stuff. What did you say and what happened?
I said, I'm bringing forth cold fusion and bringing forth the D-cell and bringing forth better water and you'll be able to live forever. That's what I claimed. And remember the second time you were on when you were down in Seattle subbing in for someone's radio show and all those sub-Jesus came and they started to wreck the show? Remember that second phase?
Yes, I remember they sent that email. Yeah. Hey, man, you're being scammed. Yeah. The guy you're interviewing is Bob Dean, a plagiarist who has been ripping off the church for years. The guy's an alcoholic derelict who has stalked high-ranking members of the church repeatedly. He had nothing to do with writing the Book of the Sub-Genius and is not a member of the church. If you want the straight scoop, call 1-800-DIAL-9999, toll free, and one of our church reps will hook you up with the Reverend Ivan Stang, the mouthpiece of our organization. Reverend Stang will give you the straight dope on a situation, as well as a much more entertaining interview with Mr. Bob Dean. Then, Mr. Bob Dean, Mr. Dean's quasi-fascist views do not in any way reflect the views of the Sub-Genius Foundation. In fact, the church is currently in litigation with Mr. Dean concerning his violations of legal property. So what happened regarding that?
Nothing. They can't sue me, and I never had nothing to do with the album. They're complaining about the album. Not one statement there is true. First of all, I'm not Bob Dean. First of all, I had nothing to do with the album. First of all, I never stalked them. They stalked me. They're the ones who called our show. I didn't stalk them. They stalked me. And anyways, everything they complained about, I've proven now over the last 2 years since we have RNA drops to release. Now, RNA drops you can get for free if you go to the website and you pay $20 shipping. But how do we make this free?
Could you please explain RNA drops to Lee? Lee's been backstage. When his band plays gigs, you get a rider, don't you, Lee?
Yeah.
Should Lee get RNA drops on his rider?
Yeah, because I'm 91 years old, Lee.
And I'm 91?
91.
And I was just not great for 91.
That's right, because the RNA drops and other things. And I'm sitting out there, and I hear your Swedish band play Mass Hysteria play this song. Yeah. I'm so hip and cool and aware. I said, that's a good song. I want it on my show. What other 91-year-old do that? Well, I say...
I don't know any other 91-year-olds.
So the RNA drops will change your simple double helix pair in your DNA. There's two little strands. Yeah. It'll make 143,909 more, making a total of 144,000 double helix pairs in each cell. It'll make a perfect cell. And you can go to RNA Drops and hear the testimonies. They're incredible. All the major diseases change, influence, because I'm giving you new cells.
All right, I'm going to go check that out.
RNADrops.com. And it's free. You just sign up for the free mini bottle, maybe $20 shipping or something, $18.20. You get that, and then if you like it, then you buy it. But we're giving away free. Now, how do we make that a benefit? Would we charge here? If they send in $40, they get the free mini bottle? Well, they're hearing about the mini bottle, so they got to pay for having heard about it.
And we're really hoping, as we wind up here in an Hardware to Human Serviette radio show, that people do phone in and donate to CITR Radio. And actually, Lee, we did get some tweets here from Fitty Chase. Fitty Chase says, the show is tight, and thanks you for all the music choices that you provide. That's Fitty Chase. And I think that's pretty much... there's me talking to you about Danzig.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I asked Nardwar if Danzig is mean or not, because Danzig seems like he'd be real mean.
Have you encountered mean people, Bob Dobbs?
Yes, in my history, yes.
How do you deal with mean people?
Not anymore. I'm in Hawaii. There's no mean people in Hawaii.
That's not true. I met some mean people in Hawaii. We just went to Hawaii, and some people were mean, but for the most part, they were pretty
nice.
Were
they the tribal people? Were they
they were just some rude people. Some
in bars, the whatever those the Fijians and some other people, they will butt heads with white people. So if you go into a bar, it's dangerous, but that's late at night.
Again, the opinions expressed are those of Bob Dobbs and only of Bob Dobbs. If you're easily offended, you've already tuned out. But again, that's the opinions of Bob Dobbs and not necessarily CITR Radio. And speaking of CITR Radio, again, this is the fun drive on CITR, winding up here in an Ardwater Human Serviette Radio Show, 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC unit. We still have the DOA book to give away, the illustrated history of DOA. If you could phone in right now, 604 UBC unit, and donate $40, you win the DOA book and you get the pleasure of donating to a campus community radio station, Bob Dobbs. That's what you do.
That was the most important meeting before the internet.
To keep the board before. So here we have Bob on the show. We're trying to raise money for CITR, and you're saying before the internet we're important. Well, wait a second, we are on the internet.
That's right.
We are the internet. So it does all connect actually together. So $40 is all you got to donate to CITR. You win the DOA book, or you want to win a book about, if you'd like, a book about the Penthouse Nightclub in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It's 604-822-247, 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can donate offline at CITR.ca and contribute to CITR Radio. Again, we're trying to raise money for a board so we can have more guests like Lee from Trash Talk and Bob Dobbs on the Nardwater Human Serviette Radio Show. As we wind up here on Fun Drive 2013, Lee tonight will be at the Fortune Sound Club, right, Lee?
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Not only doing music upstairs, DJing, but there's going to be a great exhibition of fanzines that are going to be happening there, and it's all for free at Fortune Sound Club. And you, Bob, lastly here, what else do you would like to say to the people out there at all? What have you been doing here in Vancouver, and who is the gentleman filming you again? Could you please introduce the people to the person filming right now?
This person was the first person to have a private session with Ion.
Come on over.
Yeah, his name's Chad.
Hello, everybody.
Look close.
Hey, Nardwar. Yeah, actually, I was on Robin Jacobs' show in May of 2008 for my band, The Mystery Body. And because the band was named after some of the concepts in Bob's repertoire, I had Bob call in from Manhattan into the interview, so
the day before I went to Hawaii.
And again, this kind of shows about CITR Radio. Keep giving money to CITR Radio, and you'll see that intimidation works. You guys show up, and you get an interview with the Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show, didn't you? Because you showed up last week, I was in the air, but you're like, we're coming next week. Robin, the program director, is like, he's got the Fun Drive show. He's like, no, we're coming. Yeah. So yes, CITR embraces everybody. Again, those are the opinions of Bob Dobbs, and only of Bob Dobbs on the Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Bob Dobbs? Like, what can you teach us today specifically? You mentioned the RNA drops, but, you know, if you are Bob Dobbs, what are you going to do? Jesus is supposed to turn water into wine. What are you going to do?
What people been waiting for 500 years, all the imagined revolutions the oppressed around the world have dreamt about, we are bringing. And this is a fact. Over the next 2 or 3 years, you will see RNA drops all over the world, people going into bliss states on it. You'll see us release cold fusion so everybody has free energy and every other fucking great thing that could happen.
And come back to the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show in 2023 when you will be...
102?
103. I thought you were 93.
No, I was born in 1922. I'll be 101.
I thought you're 93 now.
No, I'm born in 1922, so I'll be 101.
When you were born at? Where are you from?
Originally?
Yeah.
Paris, France.
Oh, cool.
Now I'm in Maui, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And from James Joyce all the way to...
Through Hitler, up to Frank Zappa, the greatest Frank Zappa interviews done by me, all the biographers use it.
And we have a caller right now. Caller, are you there?
Yep.
Go ahead, if you could, to Bob Dobbs.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Caller, right now. Caller, are you there? Hey, I'm here.
You might have to turn down your radio. Or if you're Bob Dobbs, actually, caller.
I can't hear a little bit.
Caller, turn up your radio. Turn up.
I'm here.
You might have to turn down your radio.
No, turn up your radio.
Actually, caller, can't hear a little bit.
Whoa, turn up your radio.
Turn up. Okay, I'm here. You might have to turn down.
Okay, one sec.
I love that. I love the echo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. Turn up the radio, please.
Turn up the radio. Okay. No. Yeah, I'm listening through my speaker.
Louder, louder. You want to hear yourself louder.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just joking, actually. Go ahead.
Turn down the radio. Okay.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me yet?
Yeah, no, we can't hear you.
You want to hear yourself louder. Okay.
Isn't it great? Like, our show is being done for us by somebody else. The echo for the, but actually, maybe turn down your radio now. Turn down your radio now.
Okay, I have a question for Lee.
So, okay, hold on. Maybe turn down your radio. Oh.
Actually, maybe turn down your radio now.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead to Lee. Caller, go ahead to Lee.
Okay, hey Lee, what wrestler, if you could fight any wrestler, would you fight?
I don't know, you know what I watched the other day on Netflix, it's kind of cool, is the Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, 2-hour long documentary about his life and how he's a badass. I don't want to fight any wrestlers, because that shit's scary, man.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure that every wrestler would snap my neck.
Any wrestler you think you could possibly take?
No. I cannot beat any professional wrestlers.
Have you ever stopped a trash talk show at all? Like, there's been such bad slamming, you've had to stop
one
the show?
One time I walked out of a show in Chain Reaction in Orange County, and it looked like a bomb set. I was like a broken leg, a broken arm, a broken ankle. I don't like seeing that stuff, but it was kind of scary. It looked like a straight war zone.
But from the stage, have you ever said, okay, show's over, we're not going to
play? I always do that when there's fights, you know what I mean? I'm not down for people fighting, just going to ruin the whole show. So it's like, stop. You know what I mean? If people are fighting, you stop, you point at the person, and everyone looks at them.
What is the longest break of this fight there's been? Like,
I mean, we've stopped. Like, the show's just stopped. Like, we've had people, like, once the police have shut it down, you know what I mean?
What's the worst kind of injury you've seen happen?
I broke my kneecap in Japan once. I dove off the stage. I crawled back and I tried to stand up, and I just went limp and hit the floor. And then all these Japanese people that were there that took us on tour were like, oh, you know, just herbal wraps. You can fix your knee. You don't need to go to the doctor. I didn't know it was broken. And then I went home, and the doctor told me that if I would have walked for like another week, my knee would have just, like, the kneecap would have split in half and slid down my leg. So
that's crazy.
How about?
I actually came and saw you guys play at Venue Nightclub. And just a few months ago, and I actually did like a front flip and completely missed any person and landed on my back straight from the stage.
Where are you from?
Kelowna, BC. It's about 4 hours away.
Oh, you should be coming tonight.
Yeah, I tweeted at you guys saying that I was going to be coming tonight, but plans just got really messed up and I couldn't come tonight.
It's all good. Well, there'll be another one.
And again, tonight is a giant zine show at Fortune Sound Club. Mm-hmm. It's free. A whole bunch of great skateboarding and punk rock zines. And lastly, just 1 second, caller, what is the most violence you've seen at the Trash Talk show you were at? Were you the only one that happened that way when you jumped off the stage?
Yeah, I think I saw some other people stage diving too, but I don't believe I saw anyone else get it as bad. I almost saw a fight break out, though.
See, we don't deal well with fights. We try to stop
them. What about the guy that's all bloody in one of the videos, like a Vice documentary? This guy's all bloody? And what happened to him?
I had a show. We were like, we're going to make a video at our house because we live in a warehouse downtown L.A. So we played inside of our house, had a big barbecue, you know what I mean, had fun. And then some guy, I live in like a loft, some guy climbed into my loft, and then he dove out of my loft, which is like 8 feet high, and there's like a almost like those industrial, like these lights ahead, like industrial metal lights. And the light just sliced his arm. And I don't know. I didn't think it was that serious. Everyone's like, oh, no, this guy. Because I didn't see it. And then he opened it up. And I was just like, oh, no, this is really bad. I was like, please don't sue us. Please don't sue us. But he's okay. And I'm glad he's okay. I've talked to him since.
Well,
he's doing great.
Thanks for phoning in, caller. And doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Okay, do you think I can get this one more question?
What's up?
Okay, yeah, this is just one last question before I leave. Is there a chance you guys will be doing, like, a Western Canada tour anytime soon?
We want to. We just started, like, we always thought that we weren't going to get into the country, so in the last year we've been to Canada more than we ever have, so I'm sure, hopefully there'll be some plans for something coming up soon.
Sweet. I'd like to book you guys for Kelowna, hopefully sometime soon.
Okay, cool. Well, be in contact.
Okay.
Well, thank you, caller, and and you're still listening to the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. Thank you so much, Lee, for coming out. And Bob Dobbs, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all? Bob Dobbs, you return quickly.
I am the fucking revolution.
And Bob Dobbs again urges you to phone in, if you can, please. 604-822-2487, UBC Unit, 604-822-UNIT, 604-UBC Unit. The DOA book is yours. The Pendo's book is yours if you phone in. Thanks so much for being on the Nerd War Demon Radio Show. And thanks so much, Bob Dobbs and Lee. Keep on rocking in the free world. And you ready to go with a tune, Lee? What are we going to hear to end the Nerd War Demon Radio Show?
I'm going to play Never Healed, Where the Crosses Grow, a great band from Oakland that are sick.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Lee. Anything else you want to add to the people out there?
Come out tonight, Fortune Sound Club. It's free. Come look at some zines, have a couple beers, dance, do whatever. Do a cartwheel.
And Bob, if people want information on you, where should they check out Bob Dobbs?
HowIonic.com. HowIonic.com. HowIonic.com.
Well, thanks so much, Bob. And doot doot a loot doo.
Toot toot.
And Lee, doot doot a loot doo.
Doot doot.